And welcome into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman, Coach Fred Smith with you here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com, brought to you by Siena Heights University and also Magic Fountain Mini Storage and Auto Wash. And this is a an E-League, eSports talk tonight, as we're going to bring in the head coach of the Siena eSports, the director, Stephen Robinson Jr. Stephen, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fantastic. How about you guys?
Doing good, doing good. Again, glad to have you in with us and kind of get us up to speed on some things that are going on. And you actually have some matches going on tonight?
We do. We're actually about to start off right now with our first of two. Playing in the NACE comp in the NACE league that we're in. We're in the lower bracket semifinals right now.
Okay. And this is for which league one?
This is for NACE, so the National Association of Collegiate Esports.
Okay. So this is so you've been qualifying for a minute to get to this part here?
Yeah, so playoffs started 3 weeks ago. So we've been running through that since then. This season we went undefeated in our bracket.
Okay.
Currently playing in the semifinals. The team that we lost to, we would play them next in the losers' finals if we beat North Texas tonight.
So you're playing against North Texas?
Yep, playing against North Texas. And then in the losers' finals, it would be against Northwood from Midland, Michigan.
Okay.
So the Michigan school is getting after it again tonight.
All right. So, but if you win this, then you move on to another?
Yep, so we beat North Texas. We play Northwood at 7 in the loser finals. And then the winner of that one will play in the grand finals next week.
Gotcha.
Coach Smith, is this Rocket League?
This is Rocket League.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I was trying to get at. Okay.
Coach, Rocket League is the only team still competing right
okay,
now.
Okay, that's what
Rocket
I was
League
trying
usually
to figure
goes. Yeah, Rocket League usually never has a break, really. Rocket League is all year round, so their schedule is crazy compared to everybody else's.
Well, at least you don't have to travel to Texas tonight.
That is true. not yet, anyway. That's the plan coming soon, but not yet.
That'd be nice. You guys all be in the same building then, playing against each other?
Yeah, we would. Yep, we would.
All right. Well, again, this is still new to, you know, at least Coach knows a little bit more with the Rocket League and all that kind of stuff. So, again, catch everybody up to speed a little bit about what is offered at Siena as far as the esports goes, so we can just kind of, in case somebody wasn't listening before, and or they didn't retain it like me.
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, as a second, we kind of chat a little bit. The program in itself, we're in this rebuild year, so we're building everything up piece by piece, brick by brick kind of thing. Titles that we offer currently, Rocket League, obviously, Overwatch, League of Legends, Hearthstone, Smash, bringing in 2K as well, and Fortnite. So have a pretty decent amount of titles that we offer. All of our titles are eligible for scholarship. Also offering out scholarship to, like, social media presence, production team, casters, analysts, you know, spokesmen, just like that. So there are a bunch of avenues for young student-athletes and young people in general to kind of get engaged with the program and help build it the right way with us as we're going on about it.
Now, when these students are on these teams, do they cross over much, or are they pretty much they're going to be a Rocket Leaguer, they're going to be a Hearthstone, or how does that go? Or can you participate in more than one of the different aspects of these?
Right. So, you know, some universities, some programs, they allow you to kind of double dip. I am not one of those. The amount of time you have to put into just being very high level at one is there's no time for a second one, right? So with traditional sports at Siena, we obviously have people on campus that they might play football in the fall, and then they're in track and field in the spring. Like with us here, since there is no break, you're competing year-round. You don't have time to double-dip into two titles because they're going on at the same exact time, right? So Rocket League, they're playing right now at 6. They'll play at 7, whereas the Overwatch or the League of Legends team, they might be playing at 6 or at 7, too. So there's no way for you to kind of do both at a high level consistently.
So, Coach, if I understand, and again, this is just to reiterate for our audience, that when you took the head coaching position and the director or whatever, you do it all over there, I know that. You moved our program from, I think it was called out east. What was that called?
The ECAC.
ECAC back to NACE affiliation or NACE.
Right.
Okay. And NACE is the National Association of Collegiate Esports, right?
Yes.
And so you've competed, because looking at your schedule, you're right. You guys are competing, and then. You know, so now it's playoffs, and really the only one that's really going is Rocket League, which is a three-person competition. Is that right?
Yes, they are. Yeah.
And it sounds like if we can just go through Rocket League, they had a pretty good year.
Coach, they had. I will say that was the perfect roster to kind of start the rebuild here at Siena was that roster. They're doing really well. A lot of young players, all of them are underclassmen. So they're going to be here for a couple years. So they were the perfect roster to kind of get us started in the right direction, and now everybody else is going to be able to follow suit next fall.
When you said you were in your NACE league, who are we affiliated with in our...
The NACE League itself, they have it broken down into regions. So we had this regular season, we were in Midwest 5. Some of the teams that we played this season in NACE were Indiana University, Butler University, played Bowling Green a couple times, schools around us in that area. So it wasn't so much for NACE, since there are so many schools, they don't base it so much on level of competition for the teams itself, right. More so seeding in that region. Whereas ECAC, they do that a little bit as far as like open division, figuring out where teams are seeding, where to place them at when the school year starts or when the season starts.
So do we ever participate against other WAC schools? You know, our main, you know, the WAC being the conference that most of our sports are affiliated with. Are there any WAC teams involved, or have we participated against?
We actually did, yeah. So this season in NACE, Cleary was actually in our conference as well to play in Rocket League. So we did play them. Last season we had quite a few teams actually in our WAC conference that were actually in our season for NACE as well. And that was for Rocket League and for Smash. For Smash, I think we played 7 matches for Smash. 4 of those 7 were actually WAC schools that we competed against. So there's a lot of crossover. There's a lot of opportunities for, like, revenge tours and to kind of get some rivalry started in that realm, which is really cool because when WAC starts, you can kind of brag about a little bit more and right. Try to even the score a little bit.
Now, go ahead.
I was just, you know, kind of joking earlier about taking that trip to Texas, but are any of these matches that you've had this year where you've been in the same room with each other?
So this year, obviously, with COVID being a thing, there weren't a ton. Last semester for Rocket League, we actually did travel to Lourdes to compete. They traveled here to compete. When I took the gig and Sue, the AD here, she can attest to it, I'm all about that in-person competition. I love it. I'll be the first one to tell you, like, when the budget comes out next fall, like, there already is a chunk of money that I have set aside for when we travel. Because there's a different element to it, right? And Coach Smith can obviously attest to it. Jeff, I know you can too. Like, when you're in person, there's a different mentality that is brought to the table.
Right.
So for us, like, that in-person aspect for me and for the players that I'm bringing in and that are here, like, that's everything for us. We love that just as much as competing in general. So we'll be traveling a lot this next fall and next spring and kind of getting the exposure and our players out there, which at the end of the day, you know, that's kind of a recruiting tool too, right? So if we're able to get in front of audiences and get in front of young players and young men and women, and they see Siena Heights from Michigan and they're traveling to Ohio or Nebraska or Georgia, wherever we're going, like, it's a lot easier for them to say, hey, man, I could see myself going there, and this is like a program I can get behind.
Do you mind talking a little bit about, which guys or people are participating this evening in the Rocket League? I see we have four or five in our roster, and it's which three are, I guess, doing it tonight?
Yeah. So Corwin Allen, or Footless Tub, he got hurt. He's actually one of two. I only have two. He's one of the two that actually are dual sport athletes. So he plays baseball and he plays Rocket League for us. He's actually injured. He got hurt before baseball season started. So he's not in tonight. So we have Normandino, Ethan Sudol, and Kyle Gagnon. So those are three tonight. They're all freshmen. So like I said, they'll be here for quite a while, and they're laying the framework out right away for Siena Heights and what we need to do moving forward.
So which ones, again, you cut out just for a second? So we've got...
Noah Medina.
All right.
Ethan Sudol and Kyle Gagnon.
Okay. So Ethan, we're going to talk with him in a little bit, right?
You will, yes.
So is he playing right now then, or...?
We just finished game one. We took game one 2-1 against UNT. So they're getting ready for game two now, and that's a best of five.
Okay.
So let me switch. So we've talked to you a few times, and your energy and expertise is apparent, and it's really great. How's recruiting gone for you? I mean, I know it's a key time as we're getting toward deposit time and all that. And, you know, I mean,
Coach knows the deal. He knows the word.
Oh, yeah.
Deposits and stuff.
Yeah. It isn't his first rodeo.
Only too well.
Yeah,
definitely
right.
Not his first rodeo, Steve.
Yeah. So, you know, to be in, you know, we have been in obviously in our first two conversations, and we will be now. We always will be. Always make sure to be as transparent as possible. You know, for me, I believe when I got hired, there wasn't, you know, I think administration kind of, they hedged their bets on what they thought, you know, the recruitment numbers would look like. You know, we haven't been really good or competitive the last couple of years, so they didn't want to expect too much, you know, just to kind of see what year one was. So, you know, when we had those initial meetings, I told administration, hey, I can get 15.
Right.
I added three more, got it to 18. Coach, I'll be honest, I'm at 21 right now.
Oh, my
God,
you're going to be a hero.
And Coach and Jeff, we talked about it in that first call. Right. You know, for me, like, Siena Heights is going to be one of the best esports programs in the country. Like, not just the state, we're going to be one of the best in the country. So we have to, like, mold ourselves to that now. So by doing that, we have to get people in here that want to be here. The other side to that is if I get the numbers that I want and the players that I want, they have to give me more space.
Right. You're right. I know.
And if they give me more space, we're able to do so much more on a bigger scale.
Right.
So, you know, that 21, like out of that 21, all 21 of those players, they want to be here. They want to compete at a high level and they want to be a part of this family. So the recruiting part, like that's the part, I actually love that part more than anything else because that's 21 families that I get to interact with for the next 4 years or 40 years. So that's a blessing for me. So I like that part.
So I guess, well, you know, what I really wanted to ask then is in terms of space, are you going to have to, like, somehow have to have a master schedule? Because I know the space well at the time. Heck, we didn't,
right.
You know, we weren't really sure, but how are you going to be able to do all that? You're going to have to, like, really schedule. I mean, it seems like, you know, because you can't fit everybody in that space as we speak.
Right. So, you know, for me, like, that part of it for me, that is the selfish part of me. I don't want our players to have to use their space, right? Like, you're going to be here for 4 years. Like, I want your space to be your own space.
Right.
So currently, like I said, so next fall we'll be sitting at 42 kids total. Out of that 42, I'll have 11 that play Smash. So those Smash players, they don't need computers, but they need room.
Gotcha.
So, you know, like you said, you've been in a room. I can't have 11 Smash players sitting on the front couch in front of one big TV. They need their own avenue, right?
Gotcha.
So, you know, I've put a proposal in place to athletics and everything just for, you know, outside of our arena just to build two, just to put two walls up, a 9 by 16 foot room, literally just for Smash. Doesn't require anything but two walls. Like, we'll take care of everything else as far as budgeting for switches and wiring, TVs and chairs. Like, that's the easy part. We just need the go ahead to say, hey, Coach Rob, you did what you had to do in year one. Here's this 9 by 16 foot room. Do what you need to do, type of thing. So, you know, that master schedule thing, it's an option, but that's, for me, I want that to be the last resort. Like, if nothing else, that's what we kind of have to do until they get it squared away.
Well, it's awesome that that's the kind of problem that you're dealing with. I mean,
right, that's a good problem to have.
Yes, and I would think that definitely the university's going, okay, this is great that you're having that kind of those kind of issues, because that means that, you know, you're bringing people on campus, and that's the other big part of this whole thing for you is to definitely get them on campus, get them going, and trying to you know, see where it takes them, you know, as student athletes, and then you know, as young men and women graduating and moving on, and you know, you doing your part both as a coach and a mentor, and getting them ready for the you know, the world after the fact of Siena Heights. So that's a good thing to have, better than, you know, them coming to you and going, you wanted all this and you got five kids, Coach.
Okay, see, Jeff, you're thinking the way I'm thinking. Now we're on the same page, my man. I like it.
One other question here, Coach, is, you know, us older people, we're pretty traditional. You know, we've had to adjust from reading the paper to going online to reading documents. And
Right. Other
than our website, how do we find out how our teams are doing and stuff? Is there any organizations or I don't know what to call, media areas we can pipe into to follow all this?
For sure. So you know, like you kind of mentioned, Coach, a lot of it is at your fingertips, is quick trigger type thing. So you know, a vast majority of what we put out media wise and just all the handle is Shoe Esports. So all one word, SHUESPORT, Shoe Esports. That's where we do a lot of our, you know, social media interaction and everything. I actually, this, not too long ago, we had a lot of players, kind of going back to recruiting again, like a lot of the players that we recruited this fall and for this coming fall, they're not from Michigan. They're from Georgia or California or Nebraska or Pennsylvania. So they're not close. Right, so parents aren't going to make a weekend trip to watch their kids play, and a lot of parents today they love Facebook. Like Facebook is their speed, it's their medium type of thing, their medium. So we actually created a Facebook page specifically for our program to let our families know, you know, like how everything is going, to give them that inside access, see how their players are doing, how their loved ones are, how we're doing in tournaments and events. So that's another one for us. So those have all been all social media based, and then how we're kind of getting the word around.
So you were cutting in a little bit. So it's SHU Esports, and if you pull that up, I mean, I just did, you know, Shoe Esports, and we've got a, you know, you got a Twitter, you got the Saints, which we've gone on, you got an Instagram, you know, Twitch, but I don't think that's you.
Yeah, yep. Well, we have a Twitch as well.
Okay. Yep. I'm looking at one that says Sacred Heart Club Gaming, so I'm kind of...
Yeah, that is not us.
Right.
So they actually got the tag before we had created our account. So hopefully I'll make a bet with them in the next year or two, and we'll play a Rocket League series for whoever wins, they get the tag.
So the best way then for somebody just to really kind of look at results and find you is there's a Facebook SHU Esports, or what is the best way?
Yeah, so the Twitter, like I kind of mentioned, was Shoe Esports.
Okay.
That will be on Twitter. And then Facebook will be Shoe Esports 1919.
Okay.
So that will be the Facebook page. You type that in, you'll go straight to our link. That will show everything that we're posting. That'll be some of our signings. That'll be our events. That'll be our social media content that we post on there. So both of those are our two big platforms that we use.
Gotcha.
Are super accessible for parents and just for anybody in general looking to get more information on it.
Yeah, excellent. I just pulled up the Twitter right now, so... And so then you can go on Twitch and watch that then even.
Yep. So they're actually playing right now. They're in game number two. Let me check the score real quick. Jeff, let me look at the window, my man. We're actually in overtime right now, game number two, sitting at 35 seconds in overtime. Score is tied 2-2.
Okay. Keep it up. So how many you played a best of five then, right?
Yep. So this series would be a best of five. Next series against Northwood would be a best of five, and then grand finals would be a best of seven.
And who's on the other side of that? Who's over there playing?
In the grand finals?
Yes.
That will be Stockton.
Stockton. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, we can take a quick time out, and you can stick around and talk while those guys are still playing when we come back.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll be back with more as we got Coach Stephen Robinson from Siena Heights University Esports here on Saint Sports Weekly, brought to you by Siena Heights University and Magic Fountain Mini Wash and Auto Storage. We'll be right back with more right here on 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com.
Clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Want to stay home and finish your degree? One of the top online programs in the nation is right in your backyard. Siena Heights University offers affordable online undergraduate and graduate degree programs, as well as on-ground classes on our Adrian campus for those who want to commute. Financial aid may be available, and ask us about our Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. Stay home, save money, and finish your degree with Siena Heights University. Find out more at siennaheights.edu.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about. Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
right, welcome back into Saints Sports Weekly. Jeff Bowman along with Coach Fred Smith, and we're talking esports with the director of the esports and Stephen Robinson. And Stephen, we're talking a little bit about trying to see what these games are. And you know, I pulled up on your Twitter. So there's a game from yesterday, and it's great graphics, but there's these cars running around in this arena.
Right.
The ball's trying to knock them into a kind of like a goal. So it's kind of. It's like a soccer type of a scenario, but you're
that's what it is.
The ball, the cars are controlling how to hit the ball to make it go back and forth and playing defense against each other. So that's, but you have three guys on a time for this?
Yeah. So there are three different modes. You can play 1v1, 2v2, or 3v3. The collegiate space is always going to be 3v3.
Okay. Now, is this something that you can just play on your own, or is this really kind of have to be, you know, like if I went home tonight and tried to figure out.
Or you can play it by yourself right now. Yeah,
okay.
For sure.
So it is something, yep. So that's how you can learn to get better at it. Going into this, so these student-athletes already have an idea of this game.
Definitely. And, you know, to that point, the majority of high-level players that are really good at Rocket League, a lot of them play solo. They play 1v1 a lot, right? Okay. It's a super mechanical game, so playing that 1v1 style, you learn the mechanics really quickly. You figure out what you're good at, what you're bad at, and you kind of hone those skills really quickly, and you do that best in a 1v1 setting.
Okay. So, Fred, you got that? You and I are going to have to take on each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brett, you got that, Coach. Come on now.
Well, you know, I'm an operational guy here, and what I'm doing is, you know, I'm operational, and so I'm going to get back to operational stuff instead of
video game
stuff because I've already embarrassed myself trying to play golf at my age. And these numbers are increasing, and congratulations and all that, and you know, and I've been writing and trying to follow all these games. So... And you mentioned your top Rocket Leaguers are back. So my, you mentioned Smash was a game you really recruited hard for. My first question is, you know, where did you recruit? What games did you recruit the hardest? B, if you get a few more Rocket League players, how many Rocket League teams can you play? You know, I mean, A or B, and if you follow where I'm going.
Yeah. So, as I kind of like this recruiting class, I'm done with this recruiting class.
Right.
I'm recruiting 23 already. But as far as like our numbers and kind of where we recruited from, Rocket League was the biggest one I wanted to recruit from, for the simple fact of like I'm a super energetic guy. I love people. But I hate any other team that is not ours, right? So Northwood is the team to beat, and Jeff and I were kind of talking about Northwood is the cream of the crop when it comes to Rocket League.
Gotcha.
I love Cody to death, but I want to beat Cody every time we play them next year. So yeah. I had to recruit extremely hard for Rocket League players because he has top dogs every single year.
Right, so you actually are, you know, you can improve your team by the recruiting. And
yes, for sure.
And so what does Northwood or you do with the team? You know, let's say you have a guy that or a lady that played this year, but he didn't quite make the best team. Do you have a second team,
right,
or third team? Or
yeah, so, and now, you know, kind of going back to the space thing, right?
Right.
So right now I have one Rocket League team.
Gotcha.
This coming fall, I'm going to have three Rocket League teams.
Gotcha.
So I'll have the first varsity team. I'll have a second team that is still technically varsity. Like, that second team is almost as good as the first team, but there's one piece that might not be where it needs to be yet.
Gotcha.
Then that third team that we have, that is our academy team or our development team. So those three players are a lot lower skill level. They're not nearly as good. They'll still play in leagues. They'll still play in tournaments, but they're not one of those top two teams that will be competing in the big ones or the ones that will be long season.
Gotcha.
So, you know, and for me, and Coach, you can attest to it, like that's that developmental piece, right? So
right.
That development team, three freshmen, they'll come in at the same time, and eventually one or two or maybe all three of those players, when they're juniors and seniors,
we'll
they'll
be
take
up
the
with
place
the top
of
teams.
Exactly. They'll take the place of the three that I have now. So, you know, that's an easy way for us to keep the ball rolling and to keep those numbers coming in, because we're always going to have that next man up mentality. And that's not something that we've had in previous years, which is why the number has been bad. So we're trying to fix that right away.
So, you know, is Overwatch or League of Legends one of the big ones?
Oh, man, Coach. So Overwatch, yes and no. Overwatch is a big one. There are a lot of players in the community and in the space for it. It's not super hard to recruit for those. You just got to find them. Right. League, on the other hand, like, unless you are a big school or you're Maryville or Harrisburg or a team that consistently has top League of Legends players, it's really hard to find them.
Right.
Because those, like, there's this mentality for League of Legends, well, if I'm a really good player and I'm 16 or 17 years old, I just won't go to college. I'll just try to go pro.
Gotcha.
Or if I'm not going to go pro, but I'm really good, I don't want to go to any school unless it's Maryville, Winthrop, Bay State, or one of those top five schools.
Gotcha.
And that's kind of the LeBron James effect of super teams now. Like, they want to play with all the top players that are already established. Whereas for me, you know, my thought process with players and why I think I've done so well recruiting this year is, yes, you can go to those big schools that already have good teams, or you can come here, start something from scratch, and then compete against those teams and show them the other way to do it, you know, in the long term. So there's two different sides to the coin, but League is by far that. Like, I'm still struggling. I still struggle with that one for next year. It's just hard to find those players.
Of these, 18, 21 kids that are coming in, you got obviously some from Rocket League and Smash. How about the other sports or other games like, Hearthstone, Fortnite, or League of Legends? I mean, where did you really concentrate your time, or where were you successful at?
Yeah, so I'll be honest. Hearthstone, that was the first game I recruited for because it was the easiest to find players for. So I was fortunate enough, like you kind of talked about, you know, running a high school program for the last 3.5 years. I know a lot of high school programs. I know a lot of high school teams and players. So it was super easy to say, hey, let me go to Indiana, where I'm from. Let me go to a couple of these high schools and find some Hearthstone kids. I was lucky enough to find one in Fort Wayne. I found one in Pennsylvania. So Hearthstone was done. Hearthstone probably got done in, like, September, maybe
That's
October.
That's outstanding.
Overwatch took a little bit longer. I'm finally done with the Overwatch team. Those players are from Indiana. One is from Georgia. One is from Tennessee. A couple are from Florida. Like, so we're all over the place. Fortnite, a Michigan player, she's actually about an hour away. So she's going to be a cool addition for Fortnite. Also, it checked the box for me because she's a female student athlete. Not super common to find, you know, in the collegiate space. So getting her was a big deal for me and was a super solid signing. Aside from that, that's the majority of the recruiting list coming up. Like I said, League is a little bit harder. We have a team coming in. There's a couple of transfers that we're still trying to finagle and work our way to talk to a little bit. But it's just a hard one. It's just a hard one to kind of get rolling.
Yeah, I pulled up top 20 colleges for League of Legends, and it's, you know, Robert Morris, Georgia Tech, Ohio State, Maryland, Texas, Texas A&M, Caltech, and then you got Maryville, like you'd mentioned, and Vanderbilt and Washington. So there's a lot of big – Michigan State even is in that part. But Indiana Institute of Technology,
And they actually – League of Legends, they have a big tournament that they run across in the whole country every single year. They actually just released the bracket of the top 32 teams in the U.S. today. Out of those 32 teams, I believe 6 of them are from Michigan. So there's a lot of jockeying for those high-level players around here. So unless you stand out or you have a program top to bottom, you know, which is what we're building, that's just really a really good fit, you know, it's hard to get them.
Yeah, cause I'm even
that's a work in progress.
Like Trine and Ashland, you know, some smaller ones from the area even, but.
Yep.
Well, so it does now getting better at some of these other e-sport games, does that kind of help you gain just kind of overall, hey, we are an e-sport program, and so, you know, League of Legends, some of these other ones, maybe they want to be a part of this because – you're an up-and-coming program, and you're able to, you know, kind of make a name for yourself?
100%. And that, you know, that's the big philosophy for me. kind of, you know, that old school, that old style, build it and they will come type thing. Like for us, like, and this is, I always tell parents, or I have been telling parents recently, and I don't want it to always sound arrogant, but it's hard for it not to sound like it. So, like, we're in the WAC. Like, our team, our Rocket League team will win the WAC next fall. Like, we probably won't lose a game. Like, our Rocket League team will win the WAC. Overwatch team will probably be top three. The League of Legends team, that will be harder because we just don't have the players that we need currently. But, like, being at the top level in two of the three makes it a whole lot easier to say, hey, this is our resume, this is what we did. Come be a part of this, and then you put us to that next level for this third title. So, you know, there are ways to do it. It's just, like you said, kind of building off each other. So, you know, when Rocket League is doing really well, Overwatch will step up to the plate, and, you know, it'll just keep trickling down from there.
Your background as in developing a high school program must have really came in handy for you, Coach.
It was so nice. Like, it was the connections I was able to get and that I have now, it's invaluable. You know, like for me, when I started it, there, a lot of directors at the high school scene, they did the same thing that I did this year. You know, they just did it a year sooner than I did. They ran a high school program for 2 years. Some of them did for 3 years, and then they made the jump to collegiate, right? So then when I got here, those same peers that I had in the high school realm, they had a year in the collegiate realm already. So it was super easy to kind of pick their brain, see what they do, see what fits, see what doesn't fit, and kind of mold it to our community here at Siena, and then just, you know, start building from scratch what it needs to look like. You know, and I think that was a blessing for me. And, you know, some people, obviously COVID did a number on a lot of families, but for me, like, that COVID, that was the best year of my life so far from a professional standpoint of getting that extra time to reassess and see what needed to be done and how it fitted and how to make it operate. You know, like the operation thing that Coach Smith talks about, the operations, like that makes all the difference.
So talk about any help you're having. And what I mean by this, I know you and just meeting you, obviously, and our times together, you know, you have a lot of energy, but man alive, do you have some people that are helping you, GA or some specific game coaches right now or anything like that?
So yes and no. So that's the downside. Obviously, another downside to coming to a program that was not performing well, you don't necessarily have those resources right away. So was able to get a GA, or I'm able to get a GA. I didn't get this one this year because I got in July. I didn't really have time to find one.
Right.
But this incoming fall, I actually have a player coming just to coach Rocket League.
Oh, that'd be
so
great.
He's not playing. He's literally coming here just to coach Rocket League, coach my guys, has coached at a very high level, has coached some pro teams, only 20 years old, so he knows the scene really well. So he will be just coach Rocket League. I'll have a GA that's coming in specifically just for Overwatch, and then we'll use part of our budget for assistant coach stipend just for another title. So, you know, the plan, and we kind of talked about it, Coach and Jeff, the last time we had our conversation, the plan for me is after the next year or the year after that is to do away with the head coach title, right? And just say, I'm the director. There's a coach for every single title. And that coach for that specific title gets his guys or her guys ready to roll every night. And I get to do the operations. I get to do everything behind the scenes and get everything rolling, do all the recruiting, and let the teams do what they need to do to be successful and make sure that I'm a resource for whatever needs to get done. So, you know, a lot of energy. I'll keep it rolling until I don't have to anymore, God willing, and then we'll keep it going from there.
Well, because, you know, this is a different animal than, you know, when Coach Smith was coaching basketball, he coached basketball. You know, then when you're an AD, you're overseeing everything. But you, as a director and coach in esports, you have multiple, you know, different teams and different things going on. So you do need other people in place. You can't be, you know, everywhere at every time. So you have to be able to have that compared to maybe some of the other sports that are on any campus.
100%. And, you know, with that, I think the best comparison I can always point to, and it helps me a little bit because he recruited me to come here. You know, Coach Cohn and his football staff, right? So he has a position coach for every single position, right? It's the same thing for us. You know, he's the head guy for them, and he has a receivers coach or a DBs coach. Has to be the same thing here for us to be super successful. Because I'll be the first one to tell you, and Jeff and I talked about it during the break, this Rocket League team that's playing right now, you're never going to see me give them advice on the game. Not once, because they're all better than me at the game, right? But there's going to be somebody that is better than them that can teach them and coach them,
right?
Which is what we're taking care of, right? So we just got to check those boxes off one at a time, and then that's how you build a successful program that can rival those top ones and just continue to do it and build it that way.
Well, and it's always a thing. It's just putting the right people in place to be able to make those right decisions to get everybody better.
For sure, for sure. And, it, you know, it's a grind. It takes some time. You know, I knew taking over at the end, I knew it wasn't going to be a one-year thing. And it hasn't been, but I will say, you know, this first year, again, I think we got a lot more done than people thought we would, which is nice, because that just means next year we push the envelope even further, right? So we're on the right track. I'm super excited about it. I know the players are super excited about it. And we're going to bring a lot of hardware here, man, and I think everybody's going to be really happy about it.
How's the reception been from, you know, fellow staff members and faculty around campus for you? And is there specific majors at Siena and other institutions that attract certain esports people?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that first piece, and Coach Smith, you've come in a couple of times. I do not leave the room too often. And the reason why I don't leave the room too often is because I'm always busy. Like, there's always something to get done. So, you know, as far as, you know, staff and interactions, I'll be honest with you, I don't talk to too many people right now. There are a couple that I talk to here and there that, you know, they ask questions and they say, hey, we saw your stream. We're doing good work. But from that, you know, this has kind of put my head down, keep it moving, and then next year we'll be able to kind of celebrate a little bit more when we're stringing some dubs together. As far as the majors go, you know, I know Siena Heights, they're adding cybersecurity. They're adding some new platforms to that. I know computer sciences was here. They kind of have reverted back to some other methods in that realm. Interesting is obviously here. It's the downside to that is Siena isn't an engineering school. They were kind of put that in place to get students here, but it's not fleshed out yet. So the cybersecurity is a big one. If we're able to do computer science or MIS in a really good light, you know, for those tech pieces, like, that would draw some kids in. But, like, Northwood, they do it. Lawrence Tech, you know, it's a technological school, so they have a lot of degrees specifically for that. So, you know, some schools do it a lot better, and we are able to hang our hat and bank on arts and education and nursing. I mean, you know, kind of, you know, that business, like, those degrees are the ones that have drawn the majority of my athletes currently, are those degrees right there. And slowly, you know, we'll flesh it out and, you know, try to get cybersecurity ahead of the game and ahead of the curve to where it needs to be to draw some more players in, but it's process currently for that.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, again, we appreciate your time. Is Ethan able to talk in a minute, or is he going to be getting ready to play again?
Yeah. No, I will say right now, Jeff and Coach, they should be rolling shortly. I know they are up. They should be up, actually, 3-2. So it should be over. Let me double check. Well, we'll get him rolling.
Yeah, we got to take a timeout. When we come back, it's either going to be you or one of your players, Ethan Siddell. So, again, Coach, we appreciate your time and always look forward to talking to you. So we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back for more St. Sports Weekly right here on 96.5 The Cave and 96.5thecave.com.
Is space becoming a problem for you? Do you have clutter issues? Magic Fountain Mini Storage to the rescue. If you haven't rented a storage unit before, there's no need to worry. Magic Fountain makes it simple and easy. Their storage units are affordable, have 24-hour access, well-lit, safe, secure, and monitored with video surveillance 24/7. Multiple-sized storage units and now offering secured outside storage. Magic Fountain Mini Storage in Adrian. Find them at the office behind Magic Fountain Auto Wash.
Concerned about unpredictable rising college tuition costs? Siena Heights University is taking a bold step to remain affordable. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena, a Catholic university. Located in Adrian, Michigan, Siena Heights also offers scholarships in academics, athletics, and the arts. Find out what the Siena Tuition Advantage is all about today by visiting siennaheights.edu. That's the Siena Effect.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Siena Heights University was recently named one of the best colleges for your money by Money Magazine. If you plan to invest in a college experience, wouldn't you like to know what is money well spent? Siena Heights recently announced the Siena Tuition Advantage Price Certainty Plan. The Siena Tuition Advantage Plan means more price certainty, including potentially one tuition price during your time at Siena. Siena students also get real-world experience around the globe. Connections to international universities allow students to study in exciting places like England, Italy, and Costa Rica. With more than 600 student-athletes, Siena Heights offers athletic scholarships in more than 20 intercollegiate sports, including esports. There's also scholarships in academics and the arts. There's no better way to learn about Siena Heights than by visiting our campus. Begin your discovery and schedule your campus visit today. For more information, visit go.siennaheights.edu and learn what the Siena Effect is all about.
Looking for a place to host your next party, meeting, reunion, or reception? Let Siena Heights University be your local event destination. Siena Heights has facilities for almost every occasion and budget. Air-conditioned Benincasa Hall has seating for up to 250 people and is perfect for wedding receptions, anniversaries, and reunions. Need a special space for a birthday party? Dominican Hall provides large party rooms and a 125-seat auditorium for viewing videos and hosting a wide variety of entertainment. Have a smaller event? Siena Heights offers a variety of affordable, customized spaces on campus to fit your needs. Be sure to reserve your space now because all facilities are subject to availability. Siena Heights has also partnered with nationally recognized Chartwells to provide a delicious and wide-ranging menu of catering services, giving you a one-stop solution for your special occasion. To reserve your space or to learn more information about all the facility options at Siena Heights University, contact events at siennaheights.edu or visit siennaheights.edu/events. Siena Heights University, where Lenawee County meets.
Hey, and welcome back in the studios here. 96.5 The Cave, 965thecave.com. Jeff Bowman, Fred Smith, here on Saints Sports Weekly, and also the director of esports at Siena Heights University, Stephen Robinson. And Stephen, where are we at in this this best of seven series we got going on?
So they just finished game number six. North Texas took it 3-1.
Uh-oh.
So they're headed to a game number seven.
Okay. Well, we got you for a few more minutes then, and then like I said, we got a lot of stuff going on campus. On and off campus here with the Cave and with the sports. So we got to pull this one out because if you lose this one, are you done for the night then?
So if we lose this one, yeah, we're done for the night. And then we have another tourney that we start tomorrow. So we'll be done with this league, but then we'll go on to the next one.
Man, it's like the old kids show, the never-ending story for you, man. I mean, that's
Coach,
I think it's
never,
so...
It never stops.
I think
never
it's great. I just wish... You know, and I know that I learned a lot. And every time I talk to you, I learned so much. And now I can know where to follow, and other than websites, you know, I'm still.
Right.
But and because we'd at least like to know. There's so much going on when you have 25, 26 sports or whatever we have at Siena to keep
For sure.
track of our teams. And now I can do that. better because, wow, it sounds, you know, this, and we've had a great Rocket League tradition. That was one of the things we did real well early in esports.
Right, for sure.
So I just wanted to congratulate you. I'm just so proud of you. And, you know, just getting the numbers. And I wish I could help, but now I'm a nobody, you know, to really help you get that extra space because you got to, you know, as you know, you got to keep growing or you die, you know.
Right, for sure.
So I know yeah. people at Siena are looking at, there's a lot going on up there, and I just want to congratulate you. And kind of let us know. I mean, you got my number. If we get off the air, let me know how we did tonight, I guess.
Well, and Steven, you know, he says that, but yet his name's still on the floor in there.
You know, hey, look.
It's not called Fred Smith Court for nothing.
Yeah, Coach won't say it. He won't say it out loud in publicly, but he got a lot more pool around here than he gives himself credit for.
Well, I'm just excited because, you know, I just wish, you know, I guess it is out there, you know, so the buzz is out there. It's just the old man here isn't know how to see the buzz, you know, and so I'm really excited. And these shows, I think they benefit me. I hope they benefit our audience, and I'm sure they do. Good things are happening at eSports at Siena Heights, and my life has got to get a little bigger than an Adrian telegram and a cave, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, again, Coach, we appreciate you coming in, as always. And, you know, we definitely want to get you in studio one of these days. Maybe come in and do one of our morning shows with us, too, and just to get you in and talk a little about what's going on with maybe a little bit different audience as well. We'd definitely
That'd be great.
Welcome you in for that.
Hey, you let me know. I'll make the trip, and then we can make it happen.
All right, sounds good. Again, Coach and Director of Esports at CNIH University, Steven Robinson, it's always good to have you in, and good luck.
Hey, you as well, my friend. Thank you so much for having me again.
All right, thank you. Once again, Coach Steven Robinson, and again, Fred, as we talked to him before, just a dynamic young man.
His energy just flows through.
Yes.
He gets me fired up about stuff. I mean, and it's an education. I feel like I'm back in school again.
Yep.
And
he played football here at Siena, Siena, and then, you know, was into the esports and went back to Indiana, where he was from, and started a high school program. And so, you know, that transitioned him into the collegiate level. And I think he's a perfect guy for this, for the university.
Yeah, there's no question. And just to hear you discuss Rocket League with him as you were watching on your stuff is stuff that, you know, the young people are really into this. That's what's amazing when they have to worry about people going pro. Isn't that something?
I know. It's crazy. But Fred and I were talking, and one thing we've got going on, we've got a little schedule put together with some Siena Heights. There's going to be some high school baseball, softball, but also we have a Siena schedule as well with some games that are going to be coming up tomorrow, actually. I'm going to be heading up to Eastern Michigan University as Siena is going to be playing a nine-inning game up there against Eastern. So I'm looking forward to that, to head up to Eastern. And, you know, those midweek games are always kind of fun.
Oh, they sure are. It's what, you know, we're praying that this weather, my brother assured me, my brother Chuck, that in 3 or 4 days things are going to get really a lot better. But you feel sorry for all of our spring sport athletes because, you know, I was just up at the university a little while ago, and they're all inside today.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, it's tough.
But the opportunity to play at Eastern is a great thing,
yep.
you know, for us. It's just, you know, gives us a chance to, you know, test against the big boys.
Yep, so that's then. And then Saturday, the women softball heading up to Medina. We got a doubleheader there at 1 and 3. So taking a trip to Livonia for that one. And then the following Tuesday, Siena versus Lawrence Tech. That's at home for a softball doubleheader, 3:30 and 5:30. And then the following weekend on the 30th is baseball doubleheader once again, Siena over at Lourdes. So some big games coming up, and again, it's nice to get them on the air. And then also Friday night, we're going to be broadcasting the spring game.
Oh,
we had Coach Cohn on Friday morning and said that it's It's going to be run kind of like a game, but yet they're going to put themselves in some different positions to make sure they are being able to work on all the facets that they want to and need to. So it's going to be a little bit more relaxed, not completely like a game, but very similar. So you can head out there, or if not, we're going to have it on the air at 7 o'clock as well.
Well, you know, all the things you're talking about, I know just getting back to softball a little bit, I think they're 7-5 in our conference right now, and I think 18-11 overall, I'm trying to remember. And they're battling right now to make sure they everything is geared to the postseason WAC tournament down
right.
at with that park in right out that Lords has. What's the name of that
park? Oh, that is it the Pacesetter Park?
Pacesetter.
Yeah, in Sylvania.
And I think that's and that's certainly a great day eight team tournament. But they're
18-11 right now, 7-5 in the conference.
Right. And so these teams will be very competitive, great games, and that's I enjoy softball so much, and hopefully we can get hot. You know, we're splitting a lot, and when you play doubleheaders, that's what happens a lot.
Yes.
You split.
And baseball, they are 15-24 overall, 5-10 in the conference.
Yeah, that and, was, I think we had them on Saturday where they split against, and they were up in the second
Aquinas.
Game, and they must have run out of pitching because all of a sudden Aquinas
yes.
scored some runs. But I think it was really, we had some momentum going, and it was stalled a week ago by Rochester, and they lost two real tough games.
Yep.
But and then our lacrosse teams are, they're really getting down toward their postseason tournament. Both of them are in the top half of the WAC.
Yeah, they've both been playing very well. We knew going into this season that lacrosse was going to be a those teams were both going to be up in the top half of the WAC, and they definitely holding that 9-7 overall for the women, but they're 7-2. In conference, and so that's good. I was talking to Corey today, trying to get to see when they start the WAC coming up Thursday, the 21st is the WAC tournament semis. So they'll play the winner of Aquinas Madonna,
right?
And then tournament championship on the 23rd.
And the men's is a week later, and I think the men are 6-1 right now. Is that right?
Clicking on it right now.
Six and two,
let's
but
see.
They won a big one at Madonna.
6-1 in conference, 7-4 overall.
And I think they have a big game.
They got Aquinas Wednesday.
Yeah, and I think they're about the same as we are.
They're ranked number 5 right now.
And I think they're 6-1 in the conference, too.
Yeah, and their loss in conference was to Indiana Tech, ranked number 2.
Just like ours.
And that was 10-8.
Yeah.
And
I think... and their tournament goes a week later, and I from last week, that's a 6-team tournament, I think.
Okay.
So, good things.
Yeah, a lot of good things happening around here. And, again, we appreciate the time. Once again, the Magic Fountain Auto Wash and Mini Storage, and also the Siena Heights University. We appreciate them as always as well. And, again, Fredo. Good show.
Yeah,
appreciate
it. I'll be thinking about you. I wish I would say I'd go up with you, but I think I'll just listen on the radio tomorrow.
Yeah, it'd be a little warmer that way. That's for darn sure. Well, once again, a thank to Coach and the Director of Esports, Stephen Robinson. I'm Jeff Bowman. He's Fred Smith. Keep it tuned right here, 96.5 The Cave, 96.5thecave.com.